There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code. This stuff is cutting edge. Even if you look at the first generation of stuff they did that I noticed 3 years ago, this is cutting edge. But you don't have to take my word for it. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. There are, sadly, in the United States today, there are a lot of journalists that don't like guns. Now, a lot of them have them, but a lot of them don't like them. And that's okay. They cannot like them if they want to, but they write about them in such a sensational fashion that it just makes me shake my head. And there's no excuse to be ignorant about firearms. They've been around for hundreds of years. Hundreds of years. The modern semi-automatic pistol that most of us carry today. You know, there was a very prominent pistol that came out of 1911. The single action, single stack, 45 ACP. Has been with us since 19, or actually got fielded in 1911. That's why it's referred to as a 1911. And, except for a few differences, that is basically the way a semi-automatic handgun functions. Then there's revolvers. Some of the cylinders on a revolver rotate clockwise. Some of them rotate counterclockwise. Some of them have the barrel at the top. Some of them have the barrel lower down off of the bore axis. Not too many variations. Then there's the single shot guns. They just fire one. You know, you have to reload them every time after you fire one shot. There's long guns. There's shotguns. There's pistols. But there's not so many of these things laying about to where ignorance should be excused when they're trying to ban them. 134 million people in the United States today own guns, or a gun. Our Constitution codifies the God-given right that you were born with for self-defense, i.e., to possess a gun. Many gun controllers out there, however, and a lot of them work for major media organizations, don't know the first thing about what they're talking about. Like a lot of the conservatives. Now, here's an example of a self-inflicted injury that can result from weaponizing an ill-informed opinion about guns and gun-related paraphernalia, courtesy of Ryan J. Riley of Huffington Post. He's got a picture of these little malleable rubber earplugs that you can buy by the box. There's four of them on the ground, covered in a little bit of dirt. But these are plainly earplugs. Used them myself. On 17 August 2014, he posted this picture to Twitter and posted, "I believe these are rubber bullets. Can anybody confirm?" He's hardly alone when it comes to being ignorant of it. One of the epidemics that we actually do face is our nation is facing an epidemic of gun-related misreporting. So, like I said, as a public service, I found this list out there of 14 basic things everyone should understand before writing about or talking about guns. Very simple. Item number one, don't ever come to me talking about your for gun safety until you understand exactly what gun safety is. To a seasoned gun owner, the basic gun safety rules are gospel. If they are faithfully followed, they will prevent the likelihood of you ever shooting someone who did not pose an immediate or mortal threat to an innocent person. Gun safety, for somebody like me, hasn't got anything to do with background checks or anything else. It has to do with these four items. Treat all guns as though they are loaded. Never point the muzzle at anything you don't intend to destroy. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're prepared to fire. Always confirm your target as well as what's in front, behind, and around it. That's gun safety. Each rule is effectively a backup in case you ignore a previous rule. If you always assume the gun is loaded, then you'll never have to say, "Your Honor, I didn't know it was loaded." If you screw up that rule, then rule number two will prevent you from shooting somebody unintentionally, because your muzzle will always be pointed in a safe direction. Number three will ensure that the weapon is never actually discharged. Number four will prevent you from firing on an individual who's a non-threat. And about 13 million times a day, these gun safety rules are practiced by people carrying guns. These are practiced at home. They're practiced at the range. When you're carrying, when you're not carrying, when a gun is loaded, when a gun is empty. Because remember, rule number one, treat every gun as if it's loaded. Those rules exist to protect you and everyone around you from harm. Memorize them, practice them, live them. This, the new gun controller approved euphemism for gun control is gun safety. It's got nothing to do with it. Now, here's a simple test for this. If a gun controller won't tell you, or if he wants to tell you what is or isn't safe, ask them to tell you the four basic rules of gun safety. If they can't or won't, then you know you're talking to a demagogue and not to an instructor. Very, very simple thing. They're not interested in promoting safe gun handling. They're interested in promoting gun prohibition, gun ownership prohibition. That's what they want to practice. And they want somebody else to practice it on their behalf in most cases, because most of them are never going to try to do anything to take a gun from you. But, that's gun safety. We're going to have to cover a bunch of them, I can see, just because of the way the time is ticking down. So we got about 45 seconds. We'll pick up the first. Guns are inanimate objects. Number two, guns are inanimate objects. They don't do anything you don't tell them to. People kill people. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. They pick up the tool. They use the tool. That's all it's about. There's no such thing as an accidental shooting. These are all negligent actions. It doesn't matter if you dropped the magazine and you thought it wasn't going to fire. Shoot somebody, pull the trigger, and it shoots without shooting somebody. It's a negligent discharge. If you follow the rules religiously, you could reduce the probability of those happening by about 2 to 0. By about 0 to 0. But we're going to do 3 through 14 when we get back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by the G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Go check them out. This is the only kind of holster I run. If you go check them out, you'll see why. Talking about the 14 things that every gun journalist needs to become aware of before you're going to, if you're going to write about guns, pro or con, you need to know about this stuff. That's the other thing. I've dealt with political operators that are, they only work for Republicans, which, you know, that doesn't mean that much to me, but they only work for Republicans, and you would think they know some things about stuff. I've seen them write some of the craziest stuff you've ever seen about guns. I saw one that was, it was for a sheriff who wants to be considered a pro-gun sheriff. And one of his people wrote him an op-ed for him to publish. And in it, they were talking about the manufacturing process of gun manufacture and how if the regulations on that were loosened up, we might start to see guns getting out there illegally that way. It's just funny. Anyway, we're up to number three. Modern guns do not accidentally go off. How many times have you heard that? The gun just went off. In order for a modern gun, today's modern gun, to go bang, a specific sequence of events has to occur, and each of the, one of these events involves human intervention. Even a loaded gun with a chambered round and the safety off and the hammer striker cocked will not go off by itself. The trigger must still be pressed to release the firing pin or striker. And I hate to see it in the news when I read somewhere that somebody says the gun went off. Whether intentional or not, what this is doing is it makes it seem as if the gun itself is a hazard rather than the person handling the gun. Guns don't go off. They're fired by people. And this is why the term accidental shooting is the wrong term. An intentional, okay? Inadvertent, maybe. But guns don't actually accidentally end up in a state that allows them to be fired, and they certainly don't fire themselves. And the better term, the most honest term, is negligent shooting. Negligence is the proper characterization of what happens, not the gun went off. Number four, semi-automatic and automatic does not mean the same thing, idiots. If you want people to really understand that you don't have any idea what you're talking about, conflate automatic with semi-automatic. An automatic firearm, when the selector switch is put in the automatic position, when you pull the trigger on that, in that with the selector switch in that position, an automatic firearm will fire until it runs out of ammunition with that one singular depression of the trigger. Now, in the U.S. today, you can own a firearm of that type, a fully automatic firearm. You're going to pay through the nose for it. You're going to it's heavily regulated. It's an NFA item. You got to have a tax stamp. And then you have to find one that was manufactured prior to sometime in 1986, and then you can own it. I have no desire to ever own an automatic firearm. When I was in the military and Uncle Sam was paying for the ammo, yeah, they were fun. But we trained in semi-automatic. We didn't train fully automatic. You know, there were some weapons like the M60, the M2. Yeah, those were fully automatic. They had no semi-automatic switch. So in the U.S., civilians are virtually banned from owning them. I mean, you got to go through a bunch of hoops. A semi-automatic weapon. Pull the trigger once, one round comes out. You have to pull the trigger again to make another round come out. Semi-automatic weapon, technically, single trigger pull, discharges at most one round, cocks the hammer or striker after the round is fired, chambers an additional round after the weapon discharges a round, and extracts or ejects the shell, the casing, all without requiring any additional mechanical energy from the gun's operator. That's what a semi-automatic firearm is. A revolver does sort of the same thing, except it has It is not self-cocking. It is not self-cocking. So that's something to keep in mind as well. A clip and number five, clip and magazine, they also don't mean the same thing. A clip is exactly that. It's a piece of, it's a little rod with clips cut into it. You know, it's got a clip ridge around on both sides, and it fits over the back of the rounds and holds them in place in increments of 10 to make it easier for them to be shipped around and everything else. Magazine is actually an enclosure. It's a box. Nobody takes a clip, with the exception of the M1, nobody takes the clip and uses that to load the ammo in its entirety and leaves the clip there. A clip has zero moving parts, in other words. A magazine has two moving parts, a spring, follower. Clips and magazines are not the same thing. Number six, gun safeties can and will fail. This is why you observe the four rules. A mechanical safety is it's required on a bunch of weapons depending on the application. It's not necessarily bad to have a gun safety, although most people, none of the guns except for one has a mechanical safety on the ones I have. But the mechanical safety is not a guaranteed way to prevent a negligent discharge. The only way to prevent a negligent discharge from a firearm is to follow the four basic gun safety rules 100% of the time. If you can't remember that, just remember not to use your trigger finger until you're ready to pull the trigger. If you do the four rules, it won't matter if you have a safety. That won't matter. You treat every gun as if it's loaded, and you'll aim it in a safe direction. And then if it has a safety and it fails, so what? If it has a safety and you pull the trigger and it's aimed in the right direction, so what? Or if you have one with a safety and you treat it as if it's loaded and don't shoot it until you intend to shoot it, so what? That's safety. That's safety. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. A direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teenager or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Blue Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Go check out the Scorpion line. Well worth the look. Not expensive at all. Talking about the 14 things that people that want to write about guns with an agenda that they actually need to know about, because they get all of these things wrong. And we're almost halfway. Number seven is that smart gun technology isn't anything. It's not reliable, it's not ready, and it's not smart. Smart guns are, okay, this is what they want. Smart guns are guns that will only work with the owner through some means or fashion, through a magnetic ring or a watch or a biometric pad or something, okay? There's a couple of problems with smart gun technology. And gun controllers want to make this mandatory. It's an interesting concept, but it is completely unreliable because of this. Guns are a simple machine. They don't require a plug or a battery or anything else. Once a gun has all of its components, including its ammunition, in place, it will operate without anything else being added to it, period, except for the human user. Smart guns would introduce a bunch of different stuff. They would take the guns that exist today and price them out of reach. And you're going to have a power source. In New Jersey, if a smart gun ever gets sold in the United States, in New Jersey, that will be the only kind of gun they can sell. And for some reason, smart guns have become safer. David Frum, who writes from time to time for the New York Times, tweeted, "Smart gun technology advances gun safety, yet it encounters severe opposition by the gun lobby." And he didn't finish it. I think he ran out of time. A smart gun is a disaster waiting to happen. That's what a smart gun is. These things work with radio. They either have some sort of a signal between them, or they have power, which either one of those things can be disrupted. The other thing about smart guns that a lot of people are afraid of is that government would engineer in the smart gun technology a kill switch, whereby they would take out all the smart guns in a grid square or something. The other part is the other part about it is that you know, if nobody's gonna, there's no market for these things. Nobody's clamoring for these things. I don't want one. Number eight, handing someone a badge does not make him a good shot. Accurately shooting a gun is not like using a camera. It is not a simple point and click. Like any skill, and it is a skill, this is actually an athletic endeavor. You have to present the firearm and hold it steady. You have to have discipline. You have to use your eyes. When you see a shooter out there, I've seen, who's seen the video of that guy who's changing the magazine? And it looks like he's doing a sleight of hand, where he's got the magazine in place before the other magazine is at knee level that's fallen out of his weapon. That kind of thing didn't, it's not automatic and it doesn't happen by accident. It took hundreds of hours, thousands of repetitions of practice to do. It takes, that's what it takes to do things like that. Jerry Michalik is not some savant shooter who can just pull the trigger as fast as he is, faster than anybody out there. He's somebody that has practiced. And that kind of practice, the same is true for people who are police officers. The badge is not magical. It doesn't come, coming with the badge are not shooting abilities. Their performance standard is in some cases is barely there. Now, number nine, the AR in AR-15 doesn't stand for assault rifle. It actually stands for Armalite, yeah. The AR-15 trademark is owned by Colt because they bought the rights to the AR-10 and the AR-15 from Armalite in 1959. The term AR-15 has come, it's become a generic term like Xerox. I don't own an AR-15, actually. I own an AA-15, and I owe a WW AR-10, if you're going to use the same criteria for the AR part of it. So, AR does not stand for assault rifle. No, it doesn't. Number 10. High-capacity magazine bans are completely counterproductive. After the shooting in Aurora, Colorado, lawmakers very quickly enacted bans on high-capacity, or read that to mean standard-capacity magazines. And they went after the inaccurately named gun show loophole. And they did that after Columbine, okay? Both of those things are not going to stop the next mass shooting. And we've already talked about how they don't even understand what a magazine is. Gun ban, any sort of a ban does not prevent a bad guy from owning or possessing something like that. They don't care about stuff like that. A psychopath doesn't care if it's illegal to possess a 16-round magazine for a handgun or a 30-round magazine for a rifle. Psychopaths and spree shooters come loaded for bear. They come with bag loads of stuff. All of it bad in certain states. It's not the case for people who obey laws. People who obey laws, they obey the laws because they don't want to put themselves in jeopardy. And the desire to legally carry a concealed weapon puts a law-abiding citizen at a disadvantage against a murderer who's armed to the teeth. If you're out there, a lot of people call these things lawyer mags, the 10-round magazines. Normally, if I'm shipping a gun and I have a 10-round magazine, I will stick that in the gun. Because I don't care if I lose it. I don't care if I lose it. I don't live in a state where there's a magazine capacity limit. Police statistics show that sometimes it takes more than four shots. Sometimes you're going to empty a magazine against an assailant. Whether they're hopped up on drugs or wearing body armor. And contrary to the movies, that first shot in the chest does not stop a threat. It's beginning to stop a threat. Any sort of a ban is not going to stop anything from happening. That is proven. That is a proven concept. Santa Monica shooter. They've got a 10-round magazine capacity limit in California. All he had were 30-round magazines. Elliot Rogers, he complied. He just had 40 10-round magazines. Doesn't matter. They'll find a way. They're like water. We'll be right back. We'll finish this up when we get back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferrule rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
All right, last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. The remaining of the 14 things that journalists need to know about, with some more examples. Number 11, we talked about this yesterday. Shooting to wound is absurd, and it's also dangerous. We do not shoot to wound, because it happens to be very, very unsafe. Now, Cher, and one of my favorite movies of all time is Moonstruck. They just don't make movies like that anymore. I like it. I watch it. And Cher's in it. Of course, that doesn't mean that Cher knows anything about what she's talking about, because on November of 2014... She tweeted, do police ever shoot to wound? Can arms, legs, shoulders be targets? The stress must be unbearable. But is there enough judgment training? As if they have the luxury of actually sitting there and saying, well, what should I do in this situation? Can you hang on one second, please? Hang on. Now, should we shoot him in the shin? Because he won't be able to walk. Or should I, you know, just start tapping him in his chest cavity because, you know, it'd be so much easier that way. He might still come at me. There's no such thing as that much time. Legs are smaller targets than center mass chair, sorry. Guns are considered deadly weapons for a reason. Firing a gun means that you are discharging deadly force. And that's only legal if the person discharging it reasonably believes that his or her life or that of another innocent individual is in mortal danger. Now, if you believe, if you think you're in mortal danger, are you interested in wounding? Does that even come up in your mind? No, you're going to be shooting to neutralize a threat. That's what you're doing. Number 12, hollow point bullets are actually safer than standard full metal jacket ammunition. Yes, they are. Very simply put, a regular, as we refer to it, ball round does malform, but it doesn't open. So it just travels. It's traveling very fast, and in a lot of cases, they will over-penetrate. A hollow point round or a frangible round, when it is introduced to the soft tissue, it will stop. It will continue a bit, but it's going to stop inside the target, which is exactly what you want it to do. Bullets are shaped the way they're shaped so they can fly undeterred. Bullet shaped, if you will. And you can, you know, you can shoot at something and hit your intended target, but the round may continue to travel through the target and exit the target and into someone or something else that you didn't intend to hit. This is why rule number 4 of the basic safety gun rules exists. And yet, for some reason, they're constantly wanting to ban hollow points. Now, hollow point rounds are not safer for the person being shot by them. Oh, far from it. But it makes it safer for anybody else that might, if you know, if I'm shooting at a robber, I don't want it to overpenetrate. I don't want it to change direction. That's also a possibility. When it hits something, it may change direction. I want it to hit the target and go in a bit and stop. That's what I want it to do. I don't want it to do the other stuff. If you actually are putting rounds in a target and you're using self-defense ammo, read that to be hollow point or frangible. It's going to take fewer shots to neutralize the target, which means you have fewer chances of missing or over-penetrating. They are safer for everybody but the bad guy, the target. Target, on the other hand, they're very bad for the target. Very, 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 very bad. Number 13. Most gun owners understand gun laws a lot better than gun controllers do. Yeah. There are some gun controllers out there who genuinely would like to reduce gun violence in this country. However, they don't pay attention to a lot of facts, and they don't understand federal, state, and local law. A person who carries a weapon every day has to know all of that stuff on a regular basis. Because when you carry a gun, even with the credential, you're putting yourself in legal jeopardy in the event that you get the law wrong or in the event that you have to shoot somebody. Where, once again, you may get the law wrong. Now, I can sit here and what I would tell you is to check your local and state law. I'm not going to tell you what your local and state law is because I'm just somebody talking to you. I'm not the one that gets in trouble. Now, a very good example of this is the gun show loophole, so-called gun show loophole. Everybody believes that when you go to a gun show that you don't have to, you know, to hear them say it, there's no background check at all. It's not the case. Never been the case. Well, not since 93, 94. If you're buying a gun from an FFL, you're going to go through a background check, no matter where you're buying it from physically. Whether it's the gun show or the gun shop or the back of his car or whatever, if he's an FFL holder, he has to run a background check on him. No ifs, no buts. Especially if it's going across a state line. At the federal level, the only type of purchase that doesn't require a background check is a private transaction between two individuals who reside in the same state. Gun shows have absolutely nothing to do with that. Most of those sales occur away from a gun show. I would hazard a guess. Most of those sales occur over the internet, like on Craigslist. Not on Craigslist, but on Arms List, or maybe on Facebook. I don't know. But far more of those occur away from a gun show than they do at a gun show, where somebody's going to bring his entire collection and wants to sell it and wants to get top dollar for it, and nobody buys used guns and wants to pay top dollar for them. Last and not least, number 14, universal background checks are already the law in many states. They already make it to where there's no such thing as a private gun sale. Take Illinois. Illinois has always required universal background checks on all firearm purchases. Until recently, the city of Chicago virtually banned gun possession. How did that work out for them? Did it curb violent crime in the state? No, it didn't. Other states that require universal background checks on all firearms purchases include California and New York and Colorado and now Washington State. Some states require universal background checks only on handguns. North Carolina, which still has, unless they've changed it recently, they still have a lot of Jim Crow in their stuff, and North Carolina is one of those states. It either requires either a concealed carry permit or a government-issued purchase permit, both of which require a background check. The government-issued purchase permit you have to go and get from your sheriff. Why would I point out North Carolina? Recently in North Carolina, a crazy leftist armed with a handgun allegedly murdered three young Muslims over what appears to be a parking dispute. And he passed his background check with flying colors. So what's the takeaway here, journalists? What do you have to consider here when you start to write? One thing that you have to acknowledge, if you're going to be intellectually genuine about it, is that no amount of gun laws and no amount of good intention behind the gun law and no amount of do-goodery behind the gun law is going to keep guns out of the hands of evil people. Magazine bans aren't going to do it. They will keep guns out of the hands of lawful, safe, law-abiding citizens who just want to protect themselves and their families. And that should be the crime. That should be the crime. Tomorrow is going to be a rebroadcast because I start rehab tomorrow. I have to go do orientation tomorrow. But we'll be back on Friday. I'm trying to do as many as I can, despite the hoarse voice and everything else. Please remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Wednesday. This has been Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI-enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's a limited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.